Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So first of all, let's talk about the Badger program itself, because you guys have had an unbelievable season total sports-wise between football, basketball, a lot of the other sports. One of them we were talking about, Mark Johnson and the women's hockey team. You've upgraded at the men's hockey program. So right now you're kind of king of the mountain.
Well, you know, we are having a good year. And, you know, I just noticed that the Learfield Cup standings came out last week and we're second. I don't know if we've ever been that high. And that speaks to the breadth of your programs. And we've had a success in a lot of them where wrestling scored. Wrestling, I think, was 12th in the country and so on and so forth. And everybody knows about football and basketball. And hockey made a big jump. And, of course, Mark was in the finals again. So really just a solid year. But we're surrounded with a lot of good people here.
Isn't that a lot of your doing?
Well, I hired a lot of most of the head coaches here. But, you know, you try to get good people to come in. This is a place that you can hire to. People love Madison. They love the university. We think we treat people right here, and there's a good atmosphere and good quality of life.
We were talking about when you bring up the fact that it's a good job and it's a good atmosphere. Wisconsin is not looked at as that stepping stone program like some of the other programs are, even though they're big programs. This is a destinational program. You feel like you've got people here now that are going to last a lifetime.
Well, I like to think so, but we had a couple coaches that didn't think that, and that's okay. That's okay, and our fans shouldn't be they shouldn't be upset with that. They shouldn't take that as a slap in the face. You know, a lot of us have had opportunities to leave and decided to stay. Some people feel as though the best thing for them and their family is to move. Some didn't feel it was a good fit, but there are always good people out there that are interested in positions here. So we're able to get good people to come in.
I asked you when you became the athletic director, I said, I can't see you sitting on the end of a sculling, you know, sculling boat with, say, the girls' sculling team, maybe a cocktail in hand, yelling stroke, you know, and watching all of it. But you've really kind of taken to the job. Have you gotten more comfortable in your own skin and being the athletic director and kind of overseeing all of it?
Yeah, I've never felt uncomfortable.
Okay.
Even when I was doing both jobs, I made myself visible as many sports as I can. I think the coaches understand that I'm supportive of them. I know priorities. I know what's the most important. You know, when you're winning in football and basketball, and particularly football, your revenue is going to be in such a state that everyone can operate with a competitive budget.
When you look back at your career, would this right now be one of your prouder moments, or is Rose Bowl, first Rose Bowl, certain recruits, certain things you've done? What is your proudest moment?
Well, I look at turning the football program around. Because none of this would be possible had we not turned the football program around. Had we not been able to fill the stadium, then you don't have money to build the Kohl Center. You can't build all the facilities that we've built here. You can't keep up with the rest of the country. So without us having success in football and sustaining it, that's the important thing. You see a lot of peak and valley programs, even some of our named schools. The bottom has fallen out for a year or two. We've been able to stay consistent, and because of that, we've been able to fill the stadium and do things that keep us competitive in all sports.
A lot of shots of you, either in a box or on the sideline or in the stands over the last few years, watching basketball programs, watching obviously the football program, and nail-biting situations. Would you rather be the coach somewhat in control, or do you like being that fan going, man, this is what it's all about?
I wouldn't want to be the basketball coach because I wouldn't know what to do. Other than make a stop or make a bucket, that's the only thing I know. You know, football, I trust Paul, but, you know, it's fun to be in control. It's fun to make the decisions. But I did that enough, and I know my role. And I don't put, you know, I don't invest the time. Like the fans, everybody knows what should be called and what would work and what won't work. But I didn't invest the time during the week to watch film and know tendencies and know what your kids can do and what they can't do. I think I know, but I didn't invest the time that the coaches did. So I really never second guess them.
Do you have your hours become a little bit shorter? Are you getting home a little bit earlier at night now?
Well, you keep pretty busy.
Yeah,
you keep pretty busy in this, and it's year round. There are no hours.
Mm-hmm.
There are no hours. Tonight I've got to go. I've got to go have dinner with some coaches. I'll be out raising money the rest of the week, and at some meetings at Final Four. So there are no hours in this job. You just, you know, games are at night, functions are in the evening. So you just stay on the move.
Yeah, obviously the biggest revenue, you talked about football, basketball, Bo leaves. There's Greg Gard sitting there. We all know Bo wanted his guy. Was that pretty correct? Did Bo wanted him to be the guy? And then did you have the apprehension, or were you comfortable all the way knowing that he was a guy that was going to take the program over?
Well, I wasn't ready just to hand the job over. Initially, you know, Bo was going to retire right after the season and wanted me to name Greg, and I couldn't do that. I had to open it up for a search. I knew there were a lot of people with great credentials that were interested in the job. The timing of it, I had to give it to Greg as an interim, on an interim basis. The job that he did showed me that he could handle it, and not only the coaching job, but how he dealt with the media, how he dealt with the athletes, how he dealt with the fans, and how he ran his office, and how he improved the team. So, you know, and to take us as deep into the tournament, because the team was in shambles when he took it over.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like he was the right guy. He knows our formula to win here. He was very comfortable here. It's an easy transition to him for the players. So it was a no-brainer because he earned it. But, you know, had he not done a good job, you know, I was prepared to talk to other people.
It's interesting because all the programs seem to be flowing now. You get a chance not necessarily to sit back, but at least to know that everything's pretty much in control. And now you get to talk about you. And you've probably won a lot of awards, numerous awards down the way. This one coming up, the Vince Lombardi Award of Excellence. Mark Johnson, one of your coaches, is a guy that's been a recipient of that for his career in sports and what he's been able to accomplish. Jack Nicklaus, Bob Hope. You start going through the whole list. When you got the call to win the Lombardi Award of Excellence, what did that say to you?
Well, it's an honor that, and then when you research a little more and you see, as you said, some of the people who have won it and what they have meant to sports, you know, it's humbling for me to accept this award. And there, because there are so many people that had so much to do with it. You know, I look at all my assistant coaches over the years, the people that have supported me, friends, family, all the players that believed in me and came through here, the coaches that produced here, and the guys we have right now, that and how they function, all those are part of this award and had something to do with this award, and so I'm truly humbled to receive it.
I know come Saturday night, you and I are going to get a chance on stage, and I'll usually do a little Q&A. Is there anything you want me to ask you and don't want me to ask you?
Let's have a little fun.
It's always a pleasure to see you and talk to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.